Chicago. There are several ways to get the news. Either somebody can get it for you, or you can get it yourself. I like to get it myself. I've been a reporter all my life, and it's no different now that I'm an anchorman. When a story breaks, I want to be there. I want to get it as fast as possible. And let's face it, I want to get it faster than anybody else. That's just the way I am.
Bill Curtis, Channel 2 News.
That's tremendous. Bill Curtis, staying off the streets with a show called Decades. We hate to see if he's just, you don't see Bill Curtis on the corner. Will report for food. But Bill Curtis continues to work very, a production company. He's got, he's tall grass in it, I'm sure. And now, look, the Decade show's terrific. I watch it all the time. Good morning, Mr. Curtis.
Hi, Steve. It is good. It's kind of the best content show in these digital channels, which is the new wonderland, for television. And people trying to make a mark, but we're doing very, very well.
Well, you take this, the entire video archive of news history here, since we started shooting pictures and turning them into newscasts, and you take the guy that tells the best stories and a pretty terrific team of support you have there. It's a great concept. It works.
Yep, the writers and producers there at Decades are just great. But, you're right. We tap into the archives in the many warehouses that CBS has, back in New Jersey across the river. And we're discovering things that have never been seen before. For instance, tomorrow we do a big blowout on Watergate. It's been a long time. It goes back to 1972. And, I never knew that Dick Cavett did an entire show from the Watergate hearing room.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, in Congress. And he had Howard Baker and, the players there and Herman Talmadge and Lowell Weicker. And that just goes on and on. He was really, really hot stuff in those days. And his shows are played during the day. But I do a show called Through the Decades. And it takes this date in history, and tomorrow it'll be the Watergate. And we do 60 Minutes pieces. I'd put them up against anything.
Yeah, I haven't asked you this, but I remember when you told me about the concept months before you guys, turned it into a show. And I was thinking, this takes that today in history cliche that a lot of newscasts use and turns it into 60 Minutes, which I couldn't visualize at first. But as I said, it works. So you just got to check your cable listings. And and see where it airs and watch it.
Yeah. And people, once you do watch it, you realize, this is old, but it's brand new.
Yep.
Because people don't know the history. I think the secret is, the only way to really learn history is to live it and live through it, is that we're able to go into the newscasts and kind of peel back the announcements of, remember how it was? It was just an electricity through, because it was the greatest scandal of the 20th century for America and the greatest mystery.
No doubt.
It was a road to the presidency. Did he or did he not give the word to the burglars at Watergate to go in? Will he resign or will he be impeached? And it took a couple years to get there. And as a reporter, I was with CBS News out in L.A. at the time, and they would send out an assignment. I remember we had to go get Donald Segretti, who was part of the Dirty Tricks team that was running around. Nobody had seen him. What does he look like? Well, we laid in wait, in the old cowboy days, chased him down the street, jumped out when he was at a stop sign. And
that's kind of the way you get Madigan now. That's the way you get an interview with Madigan.
That's the only way. And got him at least film, not videotape in those days. Sent it back east, and the whole, news organizations up and down the coast thought, oh, they've got an interview with Segretti. Well, we didn't. We barely got a picture. But we were all participating. It wasn't just Woodward and Bernstein. It was the Post and the New York Times, and it was really quite something.
I was a little kid, and I remember a guy in particular that fascinated me. It was Sam Ervin. He was a North Carolina senator, Didn't he chair the whole thing?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did, and
he was like a human foghorn leghorn. You know, and he just wasn't going to take any grief. And I just remember he did great interviews, too. Even as a little kid, I connected with that.
He really did. You know, it's almost like Jabba the Hutt sitting there and giving...
Well, I'm not going to take that for an answer.
And he was such a caricature, that he became a celebrity.
Yes, he did.
There were many celebrities in the thing, you know.
I talked to your friend and colleague Walter Jacobson for one of our podcasts about covering this election. Are you glad you're not working this election, or do you wish you were?
Oh, you know, it's now so boring. I also do a radio show, the Peter Sagal's Wait, Don't Tell Me. And, you know, we started out having fun and having a lot of material on Trump. And then you get into, well, wait a minute, haven't we done that joke? And now it's just sad. So you're almost afraid to mention him. He has spilled into this almost mentally ill caricature of himself that you don't know where it's going. Now he's challenging the Republican Party. Support him or I'll go it alone.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's just a joke. What do you believe?
Yeah, well, it's sad and frightening. But I'd love, you know, with the 4 extra minutes you have a day, let's do a podcast at some point and talk about it long form.
Well, that's the area that everybody is headed toward, the podcast. Whether anybody listens, I'm not sure. I don't even think they can measure it, you know, in ratings. But
well, they will when you talk to me. Hey, it's great talking to you. I'll be in touch, but you're always great to come on, and I really like Through the Decades, and I hope people will search it out and find it and enjoy it like I do.
Well, Comcast 338, the channel. Well, thanks, Steve. Thanks very much.
All the best. That's Bill Curtis, in case you were wondering, you know.
In case you can tell by the voice.
Orion Samuelson and Bill Curtis, the two voices where you go, well, that's Orion Samuelson and Bill Curtis.
You know, we should do a voice-off again, because that was really close the last
time. They were
both
funny about that, though.
They were great, weren't they?
They're both going to Rio for the voice competition.
We should get the birthday boy to join.
Yeah, it's Mike Jacobson's birthday, and his head's going to explode if I don't say this. Back with the big story next on 720 WGN.